Hello, and welcome back to JoJoBear.com. I hope everybody enjoyed their Valentine's Day weekend. I know I did. I want to send a thank you to everybody that sent me a little bit of love. You know, text, email, my BlackBerry Messenger. I felt really, really loved. So I hope everybody enjoyed their Valentine's Day weekend. If not, then don't worry. It'll come up and around your love life. The best Valentine's Day gift I got, though, was from Shakira and Alicia Keys. Doing the performance at halftime for the All-Star game, man, that was just beautiful. And plus, it was a break in the basketball action, but man, those two are just great. So let's get into today's topic. Today's topic is you want a break from the relationship. You know, so what does it mean when your significant other wants a break from the relationship? There are a lot of people who have told me that they were still with somebody, but at the time they were on a break. So what does that mean? What do these breaks mean? You know, is there ever coming back from a break if you take a break? Are breaks just another way of saying you want to bone somebody else? You know, how much can someone really care about you if they want a break from you? You know, or can a break actually help your relationship? First off, if you've been with somebody for less than a year and they say they need a break from the relationship, go ahead and break up with them right then and there. You know, if there are things that they can't handle that early in the relationship, then I think about the long haul. Obviously, there are circumstances that can cause, you know, this to happen, like a death in the immediate family or a major injury. You know, if it's something petty, then just let it go. Needing a break that early is not just a red flag. It's a red flag that's on fire with sparklers and sirens going off in the background and just telling you, hey, get out of here. So if it's an early break, you may want to make it a permanent one. But if it's somebody you've been with, going out with for a while, and they just come out of nowhere and say they need a break, then I would think there are secrets going on. Also, I think, this isn't something that just came out of the blue. Usually if somebody's telling me a story and they say, you know, out of nowhere they tell me they need a break, I usually, you know, think to myself that there had to be signs. If someone's telling you they need a break, then there has to be something that has been going on. Usually it's something you've blinded yourself to. You would be amazed at what we can blind ourselves from. We can all be totally just oblivious to what's right in front of us. You know, your significant other asking for a break should be enough to wake you up to everything going on in the relationship. You know, like, why do they want a break? And if you think back, there's usually some things that were going on. I just don't think there is an out of nowhere when somebody comes in and asks for a break. You know, if you've been having problems, though, with your lover, and then they ask for a break, then it shouldn't be that much of a surprise, right? You know, constant fights, bickering over little things, reduced sexual activity, and, you know, I'm sure I can go on and on. Relationships have their ups and downs, and sometimes we feel like we need a break. You know, some people can just take a walk, take a couple hours off. Others need like a month. They need to go all the way down to damn Mexico to get away from their significant other. You know, it all depends on how you handle the whole let's take a break. So what the hell does I need a break mean anyway? Does it mean that they're cheating? You know, if you haven't been seeing your significant other very often and they want a break, that could mean another has come in to steal your thunder. You know, does a break mean they're just plain sick of you? You know, if you find yourself annoyed so much with your mate that you need a break or you'll kill them, maybe it's time to find a new mate. You know, or can a break actually help your relationship? Well, it all depends on what you do during the break, I think. You know, if you have sex with six people, three zebras and a monkey, the break would probably be for good. So, you know, it all depends on what you do during the break. You know, I suppose there are times that a break can help, but why wouldn't you just be able to try and work things out with your loved one right then and there? I'm not sure, you know. I think if you're trying to really make a life with a person, then breaks are probably bad. You know, what's the best way to handle someone asking for a break? So tell me, people. Leave a comment here or on Facebook. Also, you can email your topics to josephgayoso@jo-bear.com. You know, I have to spend a special thanks out to Jessica for Friday's topic. Yes, people, the topic came from a woman. She wanted to know if a guy would take a finger in the booty if she was willing to take a wiener. So I morphed it into something else, but still it was Jessica's idea. So thank you, Jessica. Also, I'd like to send a special thanks out to Mongo Santino for giving me some help with the site. And also for all everybody that's been checking it out, I've gotten quite a few hits. And I'm really surprised. So I'll see everybody here on Wednesday with the hustle topic. Also, it'll be hump day, and we'll be getting our hip thrusts in. So thank you for stopping by. I will see you on the hump day. JoJo Bear out.